Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's edition of Calling Farmers, local food manufacturers urged to ensure their products meet international safety standards. Stick around for the details. And our proverb of the day comes up near the end of the program. I'm Aldean Campbell. Thanks for joining us.
The Ebola virus is transmitted through direct contact with an infected person's blood or other bodily fluids like saliva, urine, stool, and semen. Symptoms of Ebola include sudden fever, intense weakness, muscle pain, headache, and sore throat. This may be followed by vomiting, diarrhea, and rash, and in some cases, both internal and external bleeding leading to death. Protect yourself. Avoid travel to Ebola-affected countries. Avoid contact with infected persons. Don't touch the body of someone who has died from Ebola. Wash hands frequently with soap and water and use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. To know more, call 1-888-663-5683.
State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folkes-Abrahams, is calling on local food manufacturers to take steps to ensure that their products meet international safety standards. The junior minister says adherence to standards and best practices is critical in ensuring food is safe and reliable and can compete in the global marketplace.
Failure to adhere to food safety regulation and practices could indeed be fatal. The matter of food safety is a serious business. It must be taken very seriously, and there must be strict adherence and enforcement of standards. Otherwise, we cannot compete either in Jamaica or in the world.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams was addressing a cottage industry workshop held recently at the Wexford Hotel in Montego Bay, St. James. The forum was organized by the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Committee as part of activities to observe Food Safety Week, October 22 to 30.
You have to think of this as a world product. Whatever industry you're dealing with, although it's called cottage industry, it's not going to remain in a cottage. It is for the world, and therefore you must meet world standards.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams also called on consumers to ensure that the foods they consume are of a certain standard.
As consumers, we need to know what we are consuming, and therefore there must be clarity, honesty, and proper adherence to food safety regulations at all times.
The aim is not just to make food products safe, Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams says. It is also about making our local food processing industry more competitive locally and internationally.
It is our responsibility to undertake the regulatory responsibility necessary to ensure that the food being traded within and outside our borders is safe for consumption.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams says the government is making significant efforts to strengthen the national food control system to ensure there is safe food and the expansion of the export trade.
Cover all drums, barrels, tanks, buckets, and any other container that is used to store water. Repair leaky pipes and outdoor taps. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
And now to our proverb of the day. Fayadea musmus tailim tinka cool breeze. Meaning, you may be heading for trouble and don't even realize it. That's it for this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website, jis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Casita Irving, I'm Aldean Campbell, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.